Could you call it punkabilly?
You probably could at a certain point in the band's career, probably closer to 20 years ago when they started than now, but the old 97s out of Dallas, Texas, over the years they've done a little bit of punkabilly, certainly, veered into kind of singer-songwriter territory. They do some straightforward honky-tonk. They're one of those bands that when they first came along, I thought they were a little too pretty for my taste and not gritty enough, which is what I like in my sort of alt-country roots rock bands. But after seeing them a lot live over the years, they became one of my favorite live bands, and they still are that. They're coming through on Saturday night playing with a band called Those Darlins. And then Rhett Miller, the singer of the old 97s, he's actually going to do some solo stuff to open the show. And his solo records are really great, too. So that's Saturday night at the Urban Lounge for a mere $20.
You're about a cap away from pushing me too far.
And the symphony, ready to start its season if you want something of a change here.
Yeah, and actually the symphony's going a little bit into pop music too. They're doing some, the music of Billy Joel, and they are using a singer named Michael Cavanaugh, who was actually handpicked by Billy Joel to do the sort of jukebox Broadway musical called Movin' Out a few years ago. So they have a guy with some serious pipes, and if you love Billy Joel's music, and there's a lot of people out there that do, the guy has been a superstar for, most of my lifetime. That's going on Friday and Saturday down at Bravenel Hall with the symphony, so a big opening weekend for sure.
And something for the more elite community?
There you go. If you're into sort of the fashion scene of Salt Lake or the art scene, there's a great little party up at the Red Butte Garden from 6 to 10 on Saturday called Art Meets Fashion. It's sort of an introduction to the local designers. You get to see local artists who are going to have their wares up there for you to bid on. It's a fundraiser for a new water conservation garden up at Red Butte, so should be a great time, and it's a chance to kind of dress up a little fancy now that the weather's cooled down and hang out up at Red Butte Garden.